Chris Hyams is from Rail Future Yorkshire. Thanks for joining us this evening. Let's start with those Pacer trains, as we did with the previous speaker. Most of us know that they're not the most comfortable of rolling stock. Will you be glad to see the back of them?
Yes, we will be delighted to see the back of them. By the time that they have gone in 2020, they will be approximately 35, 36 years old, a lot older than the stock that they replaced back in the mid-80s. In fact, back in the mid-80s, there were only going to be a stopgap. And part of the uncomfortableness comes from the fact that, of how cheap they were built, bearing in mind that they did save many of the railway lines in the county at the time. Before passenger numbers go, but you've got to remember that they are basically nothing more than a bus body on a rail freight chassis.
Yes, exactly. We've heard from the RMT union that Dutch, German and French companies will be bidding for the franchises. They're not happy about that. How do you feel about the possible bidders?
We've met all six bidders, the three for the Northern franchise and the three for the Trans-Pennine franchise. We had very good meetings with them. We've listened to them. They've listened to us. They've taken our thoughts and our ideas away. As an organisation, we are not concerned with who runs the railway. What concerns us is how the railway is run, be it a private company, be it a state-owned. We want an affordable, efficient railway system, and we will work with whoever is prepared to try and give us that.
The RMT were telling me earlier that if, say, for example, the French start running it, or running the services, that's as good as state-owned. Why don't we just make it British state-owned?
Yeah, this is very unusual. A lot of the companies that are bidding to run our railways are state-owned. For some strange reason, we have these rules in this country which prevents state-owned companies from bidding. We've currently got the state-owned company directly operated railways operating the East Coast Main Line till midnight tomorrow night when Virgin and Stagecoach take over. But it is rather strange that for some reason we have these laws in this country and rules that prevent state-owned companies from bidding.
From what's come out today, I mean, the idea is all about this northern powerhouse and connecting our northern cities. At the moment, on some routes, it can take what seems like forever to travel from east to west or west to east. Do you think that's going to improve?
Not in the short term. I think it's certainly in the short term we're going to see minor improvements. Hopefully, as the franchise progresses, we will see the new rolling stock coming in. We will see electrification, and electrification will then speed up journey times. But we need much more investment in the network, and not just the new franchise. But hopefully, the new franchise will bring us some improvements.
And do you think the new franchise, whichever company is running it, will be able to live up to expectation?
Quite possibly this time. We have to remember that the last franchise, which was let in 2004, it was predicted that there would be no growth in passenger numbers. The franchise was due to expire after 7 years. Within that time, we'd seen a 40% plus increase in passenger numbers. 10 years down the line, we've now seen a 50% increase in passenger numbers. So we're actually travelling, carrying 50% more passengers on the same amount of trains as we were 10 years ago. So we've got to see, you know, the government have promised us in the documentation that there will be new trains at the paces have to go. So as your previous, the person you were interviewing previously said, it will be very difficult now for the government, any government, to backtrack on what they've promised us today.
And as far as people listening to this tonight and people who use the services, I used to work for a lesser radio station, shall we say, over in Manchester, and I never once caught a train there. I drove every time, even if it meant sitting on the M62 for 2 or 3 hours. Are we ever going to see a day where we can get over to Manchester in half an hour, 45 minutes?
Hopefully so. Electrification is coming. We've been promised that the Northern Trans-Pennine line is going to be electrified. That will be coming, and hopefully that will speed up journey times. And again, within today's documentation, they have promised us extra coaches on that, what is a very busy and very popular route.
Chris, thank you very much indeed for joining us. Chris Hyams from Rail Future Yorkshire.